The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on the Still Just Fishing Show. We've got Ted Hartman here.
Good morning.
And also Mark Fiegel from Watson Realty.
Good morning.
And also from the, what do you call them, West Bank Seminar Series.
Yep.
And which we're going to have another seminar this coming Wednesday. So we'll be talking about that. And you've been sponsoring those. You started sponsoring them, I think, February last year, didn't you, or January?
January.
Maybe it was January.
Yep. We had Noel Kuhn last year, the first one we ever did. Mm-hmm. We started at our office. And that didn't work out too well because we ended up getting more attendance than we expected, and we had to move the venue. And then we had 130 sign up for the Sheep's Head, and we ended up kind of making, you know, switching venues in the middle, and it didn't really work out. But
yeah,
we got it set now. We're good to go.
Yeah, there you go. And it's a great venue.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, also, you know, great food.
Yeah.
And you're going to cook some barbecue,
We are having barbecue this weekend, right. just for you, Vic.
And maybe I'll get some this time. Last time I didn't get any. It went so fast. Everybody was like, boy, this is good. It went so fast, I went over to get a Play-Doh, and it was gone.
And you fixed it.
Yeah, I cook it. Yeah, I cook it at home. So.
Yeah.
That's none of this store-bought stuff.
I know. And he had something like 50-something pounds of it, and it was gone.
Yeah, we're going to probably do about 40 pounds of it, 40, 50 pounds this week. And, and we got a new sponsor this year. Bang Energy Drink joined on, and they're going to bring a bunch of energy drinks for us to give away.
Oh,
and,
okay.
So we're getting, you know, it's getting bigger and better. It's going to be a good time. You know,
yeah.
We're blessed with this, you know, happening like this.
I got a Boston Butt you can have and toss in there.
I like it. Bring it on.
Yeah, I tell you, it's you know, it's having a good time and be able to see people, you know, out there having a venue way over, you know, I say way over in Orange Park. It's kind of way over from the beach. But yet, that's great for the people who are not able to get over to the beach, you know, during the week, you know, working days and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a good thing to have it over there, and it's been a great thing.
Yeah, and Trina, she's bringing out the boat, so we'll get a little up, you know, up close and personal with the El Cheapo boat. It'll be there. The El Cheapo will be there signing up people.
The El Cheapo boat, you're talking about the prize boat?
Mm-hmm, the prize boat.
Oh, wow.
It will be there. And I don't know how many from the El Cheapo, but they're coming too to sign people up and talk a little bit about the tournament, and I'm pretty sure they're going to donate an entry to it. So,
good.
All right.
Yeah,
and
that's worth coming right there.
Yeah, and then Dick's they've told me they'll get us another Yeti to give away too. So,
oh man,
it's going to be a good time.
I missed that by two numbers.
I seem to miss all of them. But, Chris Cockrum said he's going to, you know, give us a few Real Habit jigs for people who can, you know, want to check them out and stuff, test them out. So that's going to be good. So it's going to be a good time. So if you can make it over there, 6 o'clock Wednesday, 57 Heaven on Wells Road, you know, it's a great time. So, you know, we'll talk more about that, too, in a little bit. And looking at, looks like the ocean kind of shut down here for this weekend again. So, looking at this small craft advisory until 4 a.m. this morning. Of course, it's still blowing out there now. And, when we walk in the door here right before 6 o'clock, it's still blowing out there, you know, outside. And we're quite a ways from the water. So, you know, from the beach. But, looks like today we're going to have, northeast winds, 15 to 20 knots, seas 7 to 10 feet with occasional seas up to 13. Tomorrow, northeast winds, 10 to 15 knots, 4 to 6 feet. With occasional seas up to 8 feet. That's going to be some tough Sheep's Head fishing there. Monday, south-southeast winds, 10 to 15 knots. And then Tuesday, south winds, 10 to 15 knots. Wednesday, southwest winds, 10 to 15 knots. So they'll lay down a little bit then, 2 to 3 feet. Supposed to get some showers, though, and a chance of thunderstorm come Wednesday. So, you know, another weather week. So, try to get out there and do it when you can. I know the tides have been pretty good. They've haven't been really strong, but we're coming up again now on what will be the new moon. I don't, you know, it's hard for me because I don't, whenever I look at this stuff, I don't look at it that far ahead. Same thing with the weather. I don't usually look at it that far ahead.
When you go fishing every day, you don't need to.
Well, I haven't been fishing every day. This weather's been really getting to me.
Yeah, we got a new moon.
Yeah, matter of fact, tomorrow is a new moon. So you're going to have a little bit stronger tides, you know, and of course with a northeaster, that's not going to help any, but, you know, it's not going to put up a whole lot of, really flood tides this time, being just a new moon. I know back when we had the full moon, we had some 5.6 tides, you know, high tides. So we had some pretty good flooded grass, had some real minus tides also, which was like, you know, minus 1.4, minus 1.5. And man, those redfish were just, you know, they were getting it. It was like right up until almost low tide, but boy, they were biting good during that time. This time we're going to have, you know, something like a minus 0.5, minus 0.3, things like that, which still, I like those minus tides myself up in the creeks, but, I know a lot of people don't like them for, you know, they get stuck or whatever, not used to looking at the tide chart, whatever the case is.
If you're up in there when it's high, you probably will.
Yeah, well, a lot of times people will fish in a place, you know, where if you go out there on a normal tide, say you get, or even a, like a 0.1 or 0.2 low tide, you know, and you got a foot, 14 inches of water or whatever, you go back in there on the full moon or new moon and you got a -1 foot tide, there's no water in there at all in the same creek. So, you know, looking at those tide charts is real important when you're going out there and start fishing those little creeks, you know.
In fact, it's a good time to do a little research and looking around, you know, searching around. Because those little sandbars you didn't see before, and then you can see them then.
Yeah.
And then you know where it kind of charts your plot there, where you want to go.
Yeah, there's a lot of sandbars stick out of the water. Like, you know, when we had those minus 1.4, and, I mean, you're talking about right at a foot and a half lower water than normal. So some of those areas where you've fish on the mud banks, you look up there, you see an area that's got kind of like 2 or 3 inches, you know, deeper than the rest of the mud bank, and that's why those fish are hanging there, you know. Not that much difference, but, you know, when they get a low tide and they got a little place where it's a little deeper on that mud bank, they'll just sit right there. And it's, so you can kind of spot those areas and see where those fish are hanging out. So next time you go there on a regular low tide, you know, not to run up on that spot.
Yeah. For sure, or go to sleep in the creeks for 6 hours when you get caught at the low tide. We've all done that before.
Yeah, I tell you, it can be a long wait if you, you know, depending on how quick you get on those sandbars. You know, when I say how quick, I mean, if you're running pretty fast, you run up on it on the outgoing tide, you're going to be there for quite a while.
I don't think I've gotten gutsy enough to do that yet.
To run out there fast?
Yeah, and then get hung up out there.
Yeah. It happens, you know. I see quite a few of them.
But I'm not where I, you know, I couldn't get off them.
Yeah, as long as you're going slow, you know, then if you're not familiar with the area, you can kind of, you know, back out or, you know, whatever. But
does that work for you?
What's that? Go slow?
I've done that. I went up onto a sandbar, and I had to back out. Well, I was backing out, and what I thought was the same way I went in.
And it wasn't.
For some reason, I still couldn't get out of there.
Well, a lot of times it's, you know, you cut that little channel with your boat too, you know, as you're going up in there. So it depends on how fast you go up in there. I mean, you could be running what you think is slow, but it's like, you know, 15 miles an hour or something like that. I mean, you're still going to get pushed way up there quite a bit because that mud's just going to separate and let you get up in there. It's not going to let you get back out of the
air. Right.
But the biggest thing about it is when you get up on there, you know, and get stuck like that, sometimes people think, oh, I got about 10 or 15 minutes, you know, to work with it.
Nope.
No.
Fast.
If that boat stops, you need to get off of there right then, because in about 10 minutes, you're not moving.
Yeah.
You know.
Especially if the wind's ripping the tide out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, west wind.
Yeah.
West wind, it'll blow it out there before you know it. So quick. Give us a call, 222-8255, and we'll be back after this.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder. Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Do you like offshore fishing? Team Buck Rogers Charters has been offering offshore charters in the Jacksonville-Mayport area since 2006. We offer any increment you like from 4 hours up to 12 hours, and we can carry up to 6 people per boat. Large groups, celebrations, corporate events. Does your Sunday school class want to spend a day on the water? No problem. We have 3 boats that can each carry up to 6 people, so groups of up to 18 are welcome. If you have more than 18 people, we can still accommodate you by reaching out to some other great captains who we consider very close friends. If you're thinking offshore, think Team Buck Rogers. Call me, Captain Chad, at 904-502-7408 or book online at teambuckrogers.com. Also, please follow us on Facebook and YouTube at /Team Buck Rogers.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And looking at tide charts here, we got for today, we got a 7:40 a.m. high tide at 4.9. This is at the jetties, of course, or Mayport, at the Mayport degaussing station. And then you got a low tide this afternoon, 1:49 p.m., minus 0.5. Tomorrow you have an 8:17 a.m. high tide. It's a 4.9 again. And then you have a 2:26 p.m. low tide, and it's a minus 0.5. So half a foot lower than normal. You got a northeast wind blowing. It really won't be that low. It's probably going to be about like a minus 0.2 or so. That northeast wind is going to keep it up, somewhat. So anyway, how long since you've been fishing now?
We went last weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, we decided to go to that post front. You know,
mm-hmm.
You can go. We did okay. We went down to Volano. We ended up with one sheep's head for the whole day, but a good time.
Yeah.
Go out. Good thing about Volano, you can go grab a bite to eat at lunch, but the bite's slow and mm-hmm. still save a good day.
Yeah.
We had the family and the friends out, and it was Buddy's birthday, so we took him out and we tried. We threw some quarter crab out and see if we can get some reds to bite, and wind was blowing 25, so,
The normal.
Yeah, they didn't want to eat, so, we gave it a good try, though.
Yeah, this wind's been something else.
Yeah, the wind finally laid out about 2 o'clock. It finally calmed down, and that's when the bite turned on.
Hmm.
We were able to get a sheep's head on a fiddler. So pitching the docks, went up to the docks, and just on the incoming, just working docks one by one and got one out of there.
And you worked it with what, fiddlers?
Fiddlers.
Yeah.
Yep, on the little quarter-ounce jig head, some sheep's head, or from Strike Zone.
Yeah, the I know that Brown's got like 30, I think it was 30,000 fiddlers in the other day. And then I called them. I said, "You getting low?" They said, "We're out."
When I was there, they got 10,500 of them. And yeah. I thought, good grief, that's a lot. And then 30,000.
Yeah, in just a few days, they're out. Yeah, there's a lot of people pre-fishing.
They're stocking up.
Yeah, they're pre-fishing, and some people are probably buying them to try to keep them alive, right. You know, because if we don't have too much warm weather, it's going to be hard to get them this week, you know. So
we should have 80s on Monday and Tuesday. I believe we're high 70s, so hopefully they'll get another batch this week.
Yeah. It might be toward the end of the week, you know, mm-hmm. right at the end of the week. But
I was talking to that lady that catches them for Browns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She said they need at least two
warm days.
Two good warm days.
Yeah. Yeah, one day won't do it. Yeah, it needs to ground the it needs to warm the ground up. No, it's ground the warm. It needs to warm the ground up. That's what it needs to do. You know, if it doesn't do that, because I mean, those fiddlers, for one thing, they're not going to come out in the cold. But the big thing is, if that ground doesn't seem warm to them, they're just not going to come out. You know, and I don't know how deep those things get, because back years and years ago, you know, I went out and tried to dig them myself and. You can't dig them. I mean, you know, there's certain ways to catch them, but when it's cold like that, you're going to have to dig them because they're going to stay down in those holes.
Right.
And when it's like that, it's so tough, really tough. You know, go out there and dig about 2 hours, you get about 15, 20. That'd give you about 15 minutes of sheephead fishing.
Nope. I'd rather buy them.
Yeah, I would too. But, you know, it was so tough because people weren't getting them. So I was trying to get them, you know, so.
My brother-in-law just wanted to dig up some fiddlers.
Yeah.
For our trip.
Uh-huh.
And my sister took pictures of him. He's in there arm deep in this hole trying to get these. And they were those big old sand crabs. They were a good 3 inches, 2 inches.
Oh, wow.
They were huge. They looked like fiddlers a little bit, but.
Yeah, but the hole that they go in is like that big around. Yeah,
he was digging down there after them. He said, "I did good." He got 20 of them things.
Yeah, did you catch anything on them?
He caught, what I thought was a black drum in that channel you were telling me about. And he didn't let him take it.
That's a big bad
thing. Set it too early and he come off. He come
That's up. A bad thing. People feel those bumps and they think, you know, he's on there, but. You know, it's not like using dead shrimp. You know, when you're using a crab, you just got to let them eat. You know, same thing with the sheep's head. I mean, we'll talk about that too, you know, at the seminar. But, you know, a lot of people using blue crab just do not let those fish eat it. And you got to let them eat it. I mean, they're going to bite little pieces of it off. And it's not like, you know, a redfish is going to grab that thing in his mouth and take off. You know, it's you've got to watch how each fish eats. And then you got to go, you know, try to set the hook accordingly to that.
Well, they look like good bait. Those he had were good 2-3 inches round, and they looked like a huge fiddler in a way.
You let them go in your yard so that you can kind of raise them out there? And these big old holes all in your yard?
Well, no, I didn't, but we used them.
Mm-hmm.
We used all of them, but I think. Three of them.
You have to get a little closer. There you go.
All of them, but about three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know my dad learned it the hard way. We were fishing with Vic a few weeks ago. We had a rough day. I mean, it was blowing 25.
God, it was
cold
rough.
And
I hated
overcast.
That.
And, you know, we put the quarter crab on and redfish was eating. He wants to, you know, start messing with the line. And I'm like, just, you know, Vic's like, just leave it. He'll eat it. And then he did. He ate it. And it was a nice redfish, 27 inch. It was a good, redfish.
It was a perfect one, man. I mean, that was the tournament red, but, you know, it was such a tough day. I mean, that was the only fish, and I think we only got one other bite, didn't we?
One other redfish bite in the same spot. And it was.
That was it.
It was when the wind finally laid down for about 10, what would it be, about 20 minutes of no wind.
It was weird.
Yeah, the bugs came out, no wind, and then the wind came back, and light turned back off.
Boats disappeared.
It was
tough, you know, but. You know, and I hate that because you had, you know, your brother was down from out of state and everything. And, you know, when you're looking at that, I mean, it's like whether you go or not, you know, I mean, I hate to go out in those conditions because you know what's going to happen. It's just, you know, the bite's not going to be there, you know.
Oh, we had a blast. We had a great time.
Yeah. It was slow, though.
No, that's
what
matters. Yeah, and, you know, I always tell people to enjoy, get out there, friends and family, enjoy yourself, and the fish should be a plus. But
right.
When it's that bad of conditions, you know, and you want people to catch fish so bad, you know, that it kind of just wears on you.
We fished 3 days that weekend, and that was that post front. It blew all 3 days. It was cold all 3 days. The only other fish, I literally mean the only other fish we caught was a yellowmouth trout.
Oh, wow.
And
in those 3 days, that was
it? In 3 days of fishing, six-hour days, that's the only two fish we caught in 3 days.
Wow.
It was a rough weekend. It was a good weekend, but the bite was off for sure.
Yeah, it's it happens like that whenever, like, we went out the other day. You know, it rained during the night, and I was expecting the barometer start, you know, clearing up and, you know, barometer start rising and stuff like that. And we sat out there and it was tough. I mean, it was like, you know, I had two guys just float fishing, and we went out with seven trout and a bluefish doing that. But then we wound up, you know, being able to get reds, and that was good. You know, we got, I forget how many reds we got, but
9, 10.
No, something like that. I think we got 13 the day before, and three of those was big reds. And what was so funny about that, one of them was 31.5 inches. Caught him in about 8 inches of water, never saw that fish till he took off with the crab. I mean, it's like you didn't see him pushing a wake. You didn't see any kind of movement. And that was on Sunday. And Sunday, the water was slick. I mean, like a sheet of glass out there. And it was like, you know, the fish we caught, we only saw one of them pushing a wake. Mm-hmm. And at one point, I was easing up this spot, and I said, there should be some reds up here at this little creek mouth. And had about another 30 minutes outgoing, figured they still there, you know, and catching that bait coming out. So I took the boat out of gear, and I'm looking, and we're about 200 feet away, you know, and I'm letting the current kind of drift us over there, you know, and I was going to just turn the motor off and ease the anchor down, you know, if I saw them moving. And the water was slick. I could not believe we did not see the first fish moving. Mm. And we got right up there, you know, I figured, well,
usually you spook them when you come in there or cut the motor off.
I took the motor out of gear. I was, you know, and I didn't let no waves, you know, I came in there easy, so had no waves going up to that bank or anything. I didn't want to spook them, you know, because it had been slow that morning. So we eased down there, and like I said, I took the boat out of gear, and we're just kind of, it's idling, and I'm just kind of drifting, and I'm thinking, you know, the little bit of noise from the idling might make them move a little bit.
Yeah.
Now I can just turn the motor off, you know, nothing. I put that boat in gear, and about 15 fish took off. I mean, they were splashing water going off both directions. I was like,
you got to be kidding me,
you know. They did not move whatsoever until I put that boat in gear, you know. And you're thinking, you know, the size of reds, like that 31.5 incher, I mean, to catch them in that shallow of water, you should see them at least moving around, you know. But, nah, didn't see them. They're moving so slow right now. That water temperature, that water temperature is just going up and down so much that it's got them kind of confused, you know. We got a few 80-degree days. Like the other day, we had record, I think it was last Thursday, it was like 89 degrees, record high for the state for the month of February ever. And then the next day, it's 57.
Yeah. I like the 80s.
I mean, 30 degrees colder the very next day. It's like, you know, when you look at the forecast, you're like, that can't happen. But it did.
It did.
You know.
We paid for it. It's cold. Yeah,
I know it. And it, just like now. I mean, you know, it was pretty nice the other day. And then, you know, got out there almost freezing temperatures this morning. But it is what it is. You know, we got to wait till it gets warmed up. I tell you the truth, you know, the older I get, the more I hate this cold weather. So, you know, being out in it all day and you can't get out of it and stuff, it gets kind of wears on you. So I'm just over it. I'm ready to have some spring weather.
Time to move to the Keys, right?
Give us a call, 222-8255, and we'll be back after this. We'll be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is lumping what he calls the Democratic establishment in with a corporate and Republican one, saying they can't stop him from winning the White House. Sanders is the favorite in today's Nevada caucuses after picking up a victory in New Hampshire and essentially tying for first place in Iowa. His rivals and some party centrists have become alarmed that the self-declared Democratic Socialist could win the nomination as his opponent split the non-Sanders and more moderate vote, and they feel he may not have much of a chance going up against President Trump, especially as a Democratic Socialist. President's candidates making their last urgent pleas as Nevada Democrats prepare to weigh in on their party's presidential nomination battle. The caucuses are the third in the contest of 2020 primary season, I should say, that has so far been marred by a lot of chaos.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, February 28th at 7 p.m., the Jacksonville Icemen take on the Norfolk Admirals at Vistar Veterans Arena. Saturday, February 29th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, February 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, president of Conservative Theological University, invites you to expand your biblical knowledge and earn your certified AA through PhD degree with CTU. If you're considering ministry or if you're already serving in ministry, you should consider completing your studies with CTU, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, in the Mandarin community. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview appointment today.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Howard.
And we're your hosts of Real Estate Radio.
We talk about what's new in real estate and answer your questions about buying and selling.
Buying and selling a home is the biggest financial investment you will ever make.
Whether it's your first home or your last, or you're facing foreclosure, Real Estate Radio is the show for you.
Listen for Howard's help
and Angela's advice
and hot property picks in Northeast Florida.
Tune in and call in to Real Estate Radio every Saturday at 9 a.m.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, Talk Radio. WBOB. How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Mostly sunny all weekend with a high today near 60. Sunday's high 67. Tonight, going to get down to 42 with mostly clear skies. Sunday night, down to 53, mostly cloudy. Monday, mostly cloudy, high 75, and then 70% chance of rain Monday night through Wednesday. Cloudy skies, overnight low Monday night, 61, high Tuesday, Wednesday near 75, and lows Tuesday night near 60.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And so anyway, El Cheapo's coming up pretty soon. What is it, 2 weeks? Is that what I'm
The 7th, yeah.
Thinking? Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know what day of the week it is half the time here, but... But, yeah, we got today's the 22nd. So, yep, 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks from today. So, make sure you sign up, get ready to, you know, get out there and catch some big sheephead. And, you know, I'm sure the fiddlers will be in within, you know, being that they've got two more weeks. Looks like we're going to get some warmer weather in. So, you know, all that would be, a lot, better on getting the fiddlers in. So, I'm not sure if anybody has them. I know sometimes, or a lot of times, Arlington Bait and Tackle have them, you know, and everybody else doesn't because of where they're located. You know, they're not really in the spot where a lot of people travel to go fishing. So, you know, sometimes they have them after all the bait shops sell out. But so you have to try to find them and keep them alive. There's several ways you can keep them alive, and one of them is, you know, put you a little bit of water, about a quarter inch deep salt water in a cooler and set it on a little, you know, 1x4 or something, just enough slope on it. Put your fiddlers in the cooler and let them go down and wet their gills in that salt water. Think about it, whenever you do that, you need to change that salt water out after a couple of days because the, you know, they're going to urinate in there and the ammonia will start building up in that water. So, you know, make sure that you just, you know, change that out. And then the more water you have, the less you have to change it out. But a lot of times if you have more water, the fiddlers will get down in that water, and then others will get on top of them, and then they're going to start dying. You know, they're going to hold them down in that water and not let them breathe. So that's what I always like to do. If I do that in a small cooler, in a big cooler like that, so you want to make sure that you got only about a quarter inch water so that those things don't get pushed down under the water and you know, get crowded and die. But we'll talk more about some saving them in a minute. Let's get Chuck on here. Morning, Chuck.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Morning, Chuck.
Oh, not too bad.
You're with the Coast Guard?
Hey, just wanted to call in to remind your listeners that at the start of the boating season, might be time to think about getting that free vessel safety check from the auxiliary or the Pirate Squadron, America's Boating Club. Just a real quick way to check to make sure that they're got all the required equipment, both state and federal, as well as to make sure that they're carrying their life jackets at least, and preferably actually wearing those life jackets.
Yes, and also, y'all used to give stickers out. Do you still do that after you do the check?
Yes, sir. Once a vessel passes the vessel safety check, they get that yearly decal, and that way everybody knows that at that time they passed their state federal reg.
Good. Okay, I knew they used to give them out, and they'd put them on, you know, people would put them on their windshields so the, you know, the Coast Guard would see them and know that they've already been checked. So that was a good deal. And do y'all still meet with people, or how do you do that when you want to get them checked out?
Yes, sir. They can go onto a website called iwantavsc.com or safetyseal.net, either one, and that'll go out to the nearest five vessel examiners, and we'll contact the boat owner and arrange a meeting place with them. And if it happens to be me that you contact, I'm willing to travel anywhere between St. Mary's and St. Augustine to do that vessel safety check for them.
That's great. I know when I had mine done, they came to the house and did it. So that was pretty neat.
Absolutely. Also, for your listeners out there, if they're interested in taking a boating safety class, the rates on a boating safety class are really reasonable, and usually their boat insurance will give them a discount for passing a boating safety class. So for the newer boaters out there, that's always a great idea, and even for us old timers to get caught up on some of the changes in the laws.
Yeah, do you know when the next ones are coming up or anything? Were they just there's so many people?
I'm actually giving one today for Carefree Boat Club. It's a little private class that I give for their members, but they can always go to the Coast Guard Auxiliary website, cgaux.org, cgaux.org, or they can go to the Power Squadron website and take a look for the next class coming up.
Or the Power Squadron. Power Squadron, you said.
Yes, okay. Sir. America's Boating Club, United States Sailing Power Squadrons. They give the basic boating safety classes just like the Coast Guard Auxiliary do. And both classes are approved by the National Association of State Boating Law Administrators. So they get the latest and greatest in all the rules and regulations.
Okay, and on the auxiliary, you said that website was CG what now?
CGAUX.org.
Okay. All righty. That'd be great.
Hey, Chuck, we'd love to have you out at the seminar one time to come talk to the boaters there if you guys would be interested.
Absolutely. Anybody is more than willing to contact me. I don't mind giving out my contact information. My phone number is 652-7767, or you can contact me at charles.s.hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, at gmail.com.
Charles.hayes?
Charles.s, as in Scott.
Dot S, okay.
Dot Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, at gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Just took me a minute to write that down, but I got it.
Yeah, and I'm usually available on most weekends. If y'all want to bring me in and talk to your listeners a little bit more directly.
Oh, okay.
Just give me a holler. I'd be glad to do that.
I appreciate it, Chuck. I got your number down. You said 652-7767.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I appreciate it. Appreciate the call this morning. That's great.
Absolutely, Captain. You all do great work out there keeping your listeners informed. I really appreciate the help.
Well, I appreciate that a lot, and that's what we're trying to do. It's trying to keep them informed also with safety stuff, too, because that's very important if you plan on going fishing. I know, taking a captain's course is pretty it covers a whole lot of stuff. But doing these safety classes like that, people could not understand what all they could learn by just taking a regular safety course.
Absolutely. And that course is also open to all of the kayakers and canoers out there as well. We've got specific information just for them. I'm not only part of the Coast Guard Auxiliary, but also happen to be an American Canoe Association Level 2 kayak instructor as well. So I've got some information for all the kayak enthusiasts out there, especially the anglers out there.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I didn't even know there was. I didn't even think about the kayaks on the on a boating course. But I guess that's pretty important.
Hey, it's one of our biggest up and coming users out there is the paddlecraft enthusiasts.
It sure is.
Canoes, stand up paddle boards.
Yeah. It sure is. I know you won't see me on a stand-up paddleboard out there, but
or a kayak. You won't catch me on a kayak.
I don't think I can stand that long.
It's a lot more fun than you think. It really is.
Absolutely. It'll get you in those skinny water places, too, up especially at low tide.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You were saying you like those negative tides. So,
I sure do.
Might want to think about it.
Yep. I sure do. Well, it would have to be a kayak. It wouldn't be a stand-up. I appreciate that a lot, huh?
They make real wide ones because I need one for top heavy people.
They do make, they do make big wide ones. Yeah.
They even have them with motors on them.
Yeah.
And I love going out kayaking. So.
Yeah, they've got motors. They also have one which, I haven't seen personally. I haven't seen anybody here with one. I think it's just not for fishing or whatever, but they got jet motors in them that'll run up to 40 miles an hour.
I saw that.
And I'm going to tell you, 40 miles an hour in my boat is one thing, but 40 miles an hour in a kayak, Chuck, I don't even want to attempt that.
All right. You gentlemen have a great day now.
Hey, thank you, Chuck. Thank you so much for the call, and call us again sometime. I appreciate that, Chuck.
Absolutely. Will do.
Have a blessed day.
And 222-8255 is the number to call. Let's give us a call, and we'll be back after this.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance. Building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Stop. And we're back this morning, and you know, if anybody's going out there this morning, please be careful, because I know it's the weekend, so somebody's going to go fishing, but just please be careful out there. Pretty bad winds. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It was extra hard to get out of bed this morning. It was pretty cold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. I know.
I'd love to go groundhog hunting, because that groundhog is a lie.
Yep, I know it.
So how are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing good.
Wonderful. How about yourself?
Doing great.
Doing good. We're heading on out to Tallahassee now. We just got our breakfast going, and we're making the trip out there, and we're excited and doing good, listening to you guys all the way.
It's an old country.
Seminole country, yeah. Yep.
I raised the right.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
It's not worth it. Don't do it.
that's still too far away, I'm telling you.
Gail's 100% no.
Is she?
We're going out there to tour FSU for one of our possible colleges, and
yeah.
She's going for music, so that they have the best music program in the country. As far as universities go. So that's on her list, and we're going out there to look. And, you know, she's my only girl, my only child, so I'm kind of like, 2.5 hours is still kind of far from mom.
That is too far.
At least it's not New York or L.A. I'm trying to sell her on the 2.5 hours, you know.
I can come home on the weekend.
Or Papa may have to find a place over there.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. We might have to all pick up a move, but yeah, we were excited. We were going to get to listen to you while we're cruising, so we'll be tuning in the whole time. We should be getting there around 9, so we'll be listening to you.
All right, y'all be careful. Pay attention.
We sure will. We were just listening about the boating licenses and stuff, of course, you know, Gabby having her boater's license, she was listening about the classes and stuff. I got to tell you, would you ever get in a kayak, or would you, like, I myself think it would be really cool to be in a kayak, but I'm so terrified about, like, flipping over or, you know what I mean? Like, you're wearing that thing.
Well, like people have told me, just don't.
Don't lean.
Just don't flip over.
Yeah.
That's what they told me. But, you know, I don't know if my knee or my back could let me stand in there stay in there that long. But, I mean, I'd like to try kayak sometime. I always wanted to try to catch a tarpon there at the tarpon hole off a clapboard in a kayak and just see, you know, how far he'd, you know, pull before I could wear him out. Yeah.
Some of these kayaks.
Might wear you out. Yeah. I don't know.
These kayaks today, they're so stable. I mean, you can stand up on kayaks and they don't flip over. It's amazing how stable they are.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, I would like to do that close to shore one day.
Like where the kayak's sitting on the bottom, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. You know, an inch or two off the bottom is good, you know. Yeah.
Now, these guys that kayak for kingfish, they're insane. I mean, that's just there's something special about
those
guys.
Or the ones that do it for sharks.
Or sharks, yeah, even worse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to hand it to the people who fish out of kayaks, because, I mean, that's some skill right there that I don't know that I'd have.
Yeah, I already know in my gracefulness, I can never be in a kayak or anything like that. I fall over just walking on land. That's how bad I am.
She's not a dancer, guys, but, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we love you, Daddy, and we'll be listening to you guys. And y'all have a wonderful morning. Stay toasty warm, and we'll call you when we get there.
Okay. Love you, too. And I'll be looking to hear from you now.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's still too far away from me. I'd rather she go right here in town somewhere. Of course, she's not going to like me saying that, but, you know. Yeah, you know, whenever they get that old, you kind of like don't want to let go.
Well, it's good school.
You'll know.
I'm not looking forward to it. I got 8 more years, so I'm good. I'm gonna enjoy the 8 more I got. So she goes to college.
Good morning, Ed.
Well, good morning, guys. Well, this week went fast.
Yeah, it did.
Talking about them kayaks. I had found one up there in Hallover Creek. You know, I used to fish that all the time, and found it floating. I put it on, trying to find her an owner, never did. But anyway, I was in it up there on that first bend, and I caught a redfish, and I had my tackle box down in between my legs. I was near one of them sit down and say, hey, well, my big old clumsy butt flipped over, and I was trying to get out with it. The damn burning tackle box floated up and wedged my legs where I couldn't get my legs out. So I had to go back up under and push the tackle box down and try to get out. Saved the redfish, but doggone, that was an adventure. I had 2 or 3 boats right there watching me catch them, but yeah, it was an adventure. But anyway, I was talking about the short striking fish. I had my buddy, me and him, went out there to get my stone crab legs this last week for breakfast, and throwing a lure, and I kept getting short strikes. They were big fish. I changed up all different kind of ways and short of putting a stinger hook on. What am I doing wrong on these short strikes, Captain Vic?
What kind of lure are you using? Top water?
Yeah, MR-52, red and white.
You could, if you're using a top water and you get short strikes like that, then take and have your plastic ready right behind it. Or have a sinking lure. Where whenever you get that, as soon as you get that strike, set the pole down and throw that plastic out there right behind it. I used to when they first came out with She Dogs. I don't know if you know.
I know what. Yeah.
Those are pretty loud, and I used to use it up in the cove a lot. And the thing about it is I'd go up there and give the guys a plastic that was a different color than the She Dog, and you go up there. The She Dogs are real loud, and a lot of times those fish would just come up and short strike it like that. And as soon as you see that boil, I'd tell the guys just throw right behind it, about 5 feet behind the boil, and let it come right through that area, and we'd pick them right up.
Yeah, it seemed to be some big trout. I mean, I've seen black and when they come up and struck it, but
well, a lot of times you can just switch to a floater diver, a jerk bait, something that'll sink a little bit, and because if they don't come up to the surface. If they don't come all the way to the surface to get it, that's the best way to do it, is just to get you one that sinks a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try that. Boy, this week went quick. I got to go up there working this cold mud up there at the scrapyard all day today. I ought to be at an adventure putting up these whatever they are you call them, but our customers anyway.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty when you have to work out in it all day, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, I'll be mud deep.
And then whenever I get back to the boat ramp and have to, clean the boat up and rinse, get in there underneath the trailer there and rinse the brakes off and all that stuff, wind up getting my pants all soaking wet, and, it's just...
It ain't no fun. I'll be wet an hour after I get there this morning.
Yep. It sure ain't no fun, I can tell you that. Thank goodness for those fleece lined jeans. That's all I can say.
Yeah. I haven't been up there and got me a pair up there in Callahan yet. I've been wanting to, but I think wintertime will be over the time I get up there, because I ride that motorcycle everywhere. I've been wanting a pair.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, if nobody has ever, if anybody have ever used the fleece lined jeans one time, they'd get them several pairs. Let me tell you, those things are the best things in the world.
Johns on today going out there.
Yep, especially if you're riding a motorcycle. I can understand that.
Oh, yeah, that's all I ride, motorcycle year-round. Since the wife passed away, I don't know. It just seemed like more fun, I guess. But some days are better than others. I rode that 17-degree weather that time and taking my daughter to work in Orange Park. That was a rough one that day. I had to give her my face mask, and I ended up, my face looked like I got sunburned. Yeah, it peeled from the cold. That was a rough one. I found the perfect bait if anybody wants stone crabs. I only break one claw off now. Just don't take both, but I know it's legal. I think take both. I only break one. But if you use pig's feet, they love it.
Pig's
feet. Just a regular old pig's foot. Stone crab will come 100 feet to get in that trap. I got several traps out there on the dock out there at the camp. We maintenance men out there, so I get out there once or twice a week. Joe, he's out there all the time. He lives there. Well, I hear the music, Captain Vic.
Yeah, we got to go, Ed. Thanks for calling,
all right,
man.
I got to get ready to go myself. You guys have a blessed day now.
Hey, you too. Stay warm.
Ride safe.
Keep them up. Tight lines.
Yeah, get that thing up about 60 miles an hour and feel that wind chill.
Oh, yeah. I love 80 everywhere anyway.
All right, Ed. Talk to you later.
All right, guys.
Give us a call, 222-8255. We'll be back.